Have you ever heard people say yourn or his'n or?
Yeah, I guess maybe there again, kidding around expression. I've probably used it a few times, but there again, just kidding. Or, you know, I don't say kidding, but just kind of cute conversation, I guess.
But give me some examples. What would you
say? I'd say, somebody would say something about that. You keep your hands off that, that's iron.
Uh-huh.
Or, you better not mess with that thing, that's his'n and he'll get you. But they're just kidding, they're not in everyday conversation.
Do you hear it around here, people saying
that? No, just the same way I'm using it.
Mm-hmm.
Kidding.
Say if there had been a group of people at your house and...
I think there, let me just say something about that. I think there maybe there are places where people talk that way. Mm-hmm. His'n and iron and theirn,
mm-hmm.
or whatever those words. And I think in a way, it's not, what am I saying, it's... maybe mimicking or copying or something, conversation, mm-hmm. or, you know, a way of talking in other places.
But you don't hear it around here much? How would you address a group of people? Like, there's a group at your house and they're going to leave. You'd say, I hope. What, come back?
I hope y'all had a good time.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word y'all talking just to one person?
To one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What if there's a group of people and you were asking about everybody's coats? You'd say,
where y'all? Their coats or their?
Are you talking to them? You say, where are?
Where are your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's coats?
Oh, I might.
But, yeah.
Where are y'all's coats? Yeah, I might say that.
What if there was a party that you hadn't been able to go to and you were asking about the people that had gone? You'd ask someone,
who all was there?
Okay. And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children, are they?
Whose children are those?
Huh?
Whose children are those?
Would you ever say who all's children?
I know you're going to ask me that. I don't think so. And it's funny, you know, you might say y'all's coats and then say who all's children are those. I don't think so.
That sounds a little funny.
Yeah, I suppose.
What if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear? You were asking about, you know, everything that the person said, you'd say.
What all did he say?
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out
for themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, he better do it.
For himself.
And talking about kinds of animals, the kind of animal that barks.
A dog?
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick 'em.
Okay. What different kinds of dogs are there?
Breeds?
Well, not breeds, but just, what would you call a mixed breed dog, for example?
Mutt.
Okay, any other terms like that?
Hinds 57.
What about for a small, noisy dog?
Poodle? Or you're not talking about breeds now?
No, not breeds, just a general name.
A small, noisy dog, I'd probably call a pain in the neck. I don't know. Hello? Dog.
Did you ever hear it called a feist?
No, I've heard that there's a feisty little dog. But I never heard it called a feist. I said, well, that little dog's pretty feisty. A little small barking dog, that'd fit there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about just a worthless dog?
Well, I think we're back to mutt.
Okay. And if you had a mean dog, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
bite you.
And yesterday he...
bit somebody.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got...
bitten.
Did you ever say after he got dog bit?
No. I said, no, I'd say he got bitten by a dog.
Uh-huh. And the kind of animal that you can plow with.
Horse.
Or something.
Ox.
Something that looks kind of like a horse.
Mule.
Okay. And two of those hitched together would be a...
team.
A
team of mules.
Uh-huh.